Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, October 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. HKTDC's new executive director, Sophia Chong, takes up post. The Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKDC, has announced that Sophia Chong has taken on the role of executive director as of October 1st. Ms. Chong emphasizes the importance of Hong Kong's role as a superconnector and super value adder in the ever-changing global economy. Jenny Koo has also assumed the position of deputy executive director, focusing on international exhibitions and digital business. Ms. Koo's experience in promoting Hong Kong's external trade and leading digital initiatives will help businesses navigate challenges and seize opportunities. The HKTDC continues to enhance its services to support businesses in boosting competitiveness and exploring new markets, solidifying Hong Kong's position as an international business hub. Investor News Breaks White Fiber Inc., NASDAQ DYFI, underwriters fully exercise over-allotment option in IPO. White Fiber Inc., NASDAQ YFI, announced that underwriters fully exercised their option to purchase an additional 1,406,200 shares at $17 per share, generating approximately $23.9 million in additional gross proceeds. The total number of shares sold in the IPO increased to 10,781,250, raising aggregate gross proceeds to about $183.3 million. B. Riley Securities and Needham & Company acted as joint book-running managers for the offering. White Fiber is a provider of AI infrastructure solutions, owning high-performance computing data centers and providing cloud services to customers. For more information, visit www.whitefiber.com.
DataVault AI, DVLT, signs MOU with Korea Aerospace University to advance digital credentialing, aerospace innovation. DataVault AI, listed on NASDAQ as DVLT, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Korea Aerospace University to implement its VerifyU platform for Korea's first digital credentialing system. This collaboration will enable real-time pilot identity verification and simulation aptitude assessments. Additionally, the agreement includes joint research on quantum supercomputing and digital twins for aerospace design, as well as academic partnerships to enhance data-driven aviation innovation. Leveraging their Silex-backed supercomputer initiative and IBM WatsonX partnership, DataVault AI is poised to deliver reliable, scalable credentialing solutions to meet the increasing global aviation demand. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., O6U, UCU, builds domestic supply chain using rapid SX technology. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. is addressing the bottleneck in the rare earth supply chain caused by China's export restrictions. The company is advancing its rapid XTM processing technology to reduce dependence on China and ensure early production by next year. China's actions have escalated since April 2025, impacting the export of 7 rare earth elements and related materials. Ucore Rare Metals, TSX.VU, OTCQX, UU, aims to help industries affected by these restrictions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. This segment was brought to you by Mining Newswire, a platform focused on developments in the global mining and resources sectors. For SMS alerts, text BIGHOLE to 888-902-4192, U.S. mobile phones only. Learn more at miningnewswire.com.
Biomed News Breaks, Quantum Biopharma Lithium advances IND application for Lucid MS with final toxicity reports. Quantum Biopharma Lytid is making strides with its potential multiple sclerosis treatment, Lucid MS. The company has received final reports from toxicity studies, paving the way for an upcoming IND application to the FDA for a phase 2 clinical trial. Lucid MS aims to target demyelination in MS patients, offering a promising first-in-class treatment option. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative solutions for neurodegenerative disorders, with a focus on advancing Lucid MS as a breakthrough drug. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Tiny Gems Breaks, Powerbank Corporation, SUN, FSC 103, reports FY 2025 results, highlights transition to independent power producer model. Powerbank Corporation, MUN, reported fiscal 2025 revenue of $41.5 million, a 29% decrease year over year, with a 25% gross margin and a 1,508% increase in IPP revenues to $9.3 million. Despite a net loss of $31.1 million, CEO Dr. Richard Liu highlighted progress in scaling retained IPP assets, advancing U.S. solar development, and expanding Canadian battery storage and community solar initiatives. Powerbank Corporation focuses on distributed and community solar projects in North America with a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. To learn more, visit powerbankcorp.com. Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, signs MOU with Korea Aerospace University to advance digital credentialing and aerospace innovation. DataVault AI Inc., listed on NASDAQ as DVLT, has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Korea Aerospace University to implement its VerifyU platform for Korea's first digital credentialing system. This will allow real-time pilot identity verification and simulation aptitude assessments. The agreement also includes joint research on quantum supercomputing and digital twins for aerospace design, as well as academic collaborations to enhance data-driven aviation innovation. This partnership builds on DataVault AI's initiatives and partnerships, positioning the company to provide scalable credentialing solutions in response to the increasing global aviation demand. As U.S. EV incentives expire, the industry waits to see demand trends. Lower-priced electric vehicles may determine whether America's EV market can sustain growth without government subsidies, as manufacturers prepare to launch affordable models into a marketplace suddenly stripped of the federal incentives that have supported sales for nearly two decades. Nissan is bringing a redesigned Leaf to market, starting around $30,000. While GM and Ford have budget-friendly EVs in development that could prove whether consumers will embrace electric mobility based purely on vehicle merits rather than tax breaks. The coming months will reveal whether recent sales growth represented genuine market transformation or simply expensive government-subsidized experimentation that collapsed without continued financial intervention. Companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ BIN-I, now have to.
Rapid spread of nightmare bacteria triggers alarm. Cases of nightmare bacteria, which are resistant to almost all antibiotics and have high mortality rates, are on the rise in the U.S. Sologenics Inc., SNGX, is among the for-profit companies working on treatments for these deadly microbes. Scientists are working to understand the surge in infections and how to address this growing crisis. Stay informed with BioMedWire for the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors. How AI is reshaping the worldwide food system. AI has transitioned from an experimental phase to a central role in agriculture, impacting research, investment planning, supply chain management, and business growth. For leaders in the agri-food sector, AI is more than just saving time or cutting costs. It's becoming a core driver of growth. Those who embrace AI early will lead the way, integrating it into every aspect of the food system. Advanced tech solutions from companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. and QBTS could further accelerate this transformation. Investors can find the latest news and updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. AI Newswire is a platform focusing on AI advancements, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications for companies looking to reach a broad audience.
Investor News Breaks, Newton Golf Company, Inc., NASDAQ, NWTG. Athletes shine at 2025 World Long Drive Championship. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, recently announced impressive performances from athletes using its shafts at the 2025 World Long Drive Championship. Tanner Pipes secured the men's amateur title with a 396-yard drive. Justin James, the 2017 champion, made it to the men's open final four, and Janine Minnick reached the women's final eight in the company's debut season as an official partner of the WLD. Newton Golf Company, known for its Newton Motion and Fast Motion shafts, aims to redefine performance through physics-based engineering and U.S.-based innovation, delivering stability, control, and consistency. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems Brakes, Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ, signs agreement to supply Mullen EVs for FedEx ISP fleets. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., BINI, has inked a deal with Aerial Fleet Holdings to supply 30 Mullen 3 EV trucks and 4 Mullen 1 EV cargo vans for FedEx independent service providers in North Carolina, Virginia, and the Mid-Atlantic region. This agreement highlights the increasing use of Bollinger's commercial EV lineup, including the Mullen 1, Mullen 3, and Bollinger B4 chassis cab, all meeting U.S. federal safety, EPA, and CARB standards. Bollinger Innovations, a California-based EV manufacturer, is making strides in the electric vehicle market with its innovative offerings. For more details, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.spini.
Investor News Breaks, SEG Media Corporation, STEC SEGRW, launches first live stream on sports.com with Super League Kerala. SEG Media Corporation, listed on NASDAQ as CG and LTRYW, has launched its first live streaming event on sports.com with Super League Kerala. This marks a significant milestone in the platform's international expansion. As the exclusive streaming broadcast partner for SLK, alongside Sony India's 10-2, SEG Media anticipates reaching millions of football fans in India and worldwide. The partnership is expected to bring in over $2 million in revenue from existing sponsorship agreements starting in Q4 2025. SEG Media operates sports.com, concerts.com, and lottery.com, focusing on immersive fan engagement, ethical gaming, and AI-driven live experiences, revolutionizing how global audiences engage with their favorite content.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.